Time for a staycation setup. We are your morning mess. Listen, we got a Bridget on the line from Gilbert. Now, Miss Bridget, you want to prove to your ex's girlfriend that he's trying to cheat on her with you.
It sounds so crazy, doesn't it?
Yes. So, explain.
I didn't want to get involved. I really don't feel like I have another choice.
Mm-hmm.
Just to give you the details, I broke up with my ex, Johnny, 6 months ago. He cheated on me with this girl, Isabel.
Okay.
And I called it off immediately. So he's been texting and DMing me, well, we need to get back together. I miss you. I love you. And I really should block him, but I don't know. I haven't.
But you like it.
I was going to say, are you flattered by it? Because immediately I'd be like blocked.
Yeah. I can hear Sienna's voice in the background going,
What I wanted to keep all these messages for is because I found out that he continued to stay with Isabel after I broke up with him.
Okay, so he stayed in a relationship with a girl he cheated on you with.
Correct. I thought she was like a one-time hookup. So he is in a relationship with her, and he's messaging me. So I wanted to keep all this so I could show her, hey, look at this guy. He's fooling you like he fooled me. I don't know, but he's flirting and begging, and, you know, I'm not having any of it. I just want to keep it to warn this other girl. I mean, I should be pissed that she was the reason that I broke up with Johnny, but, you know, I mean, I don't blame her.
Well, has she been receptive to what you've shown her, or have you shown her already?
Well, I went out of my way to find her on Instagram and reach out and warn her that what Johnny was doing behind her back and, you know, wanting to get back with me, and she seems sweet, but I think she's a little dumb.
Okay.
I don't think she's stupid. I think she's just a little young. You know, we're all young and dumb at once. But she just doubted everything I told her. Even after I sent her a few receipts and a few screenshots of his texts and stuff like that to me. But she just kept making excuses for him. So I'm genuinely concerned. I want to look out for this girl because I don't want her to go through what I went through. I mean, it was awful.
Jesus. This is a definition of a girl's girl.
But it's heartbreaking to see somebody do that to you. So I want to call Johnny and see if he'll put my name down so I can prove to her that he's a piece of shit.
Mm-hmm.
If you guys can give me this audio, then I can send it to her. I'm very confident he'll put my name down.
This setup has levels to it.
Yeah, there's a lot happening.
Now, again, this girl, Isabel, is this the girl he cheated with?
Yeah.
And she knew you existed.
She did.
And you want to protect her?
Or, I was going
to
say.
Like, to me, yeah. It's like you get what you deserve. I hope he cheats on you.
I wouldn't even hit her up. I'd be like, I have a blast.
The only reason I think that she knew about me is because Johnny said so. But what if she didn't know at all?
Well, let's call Johnny up. Well, Sienna, you call Johnny.
Yeah, I'm going to offer him a free romantic stay, and then I'll ask him who he wants to put down on the reservation, and this could kind of backfire. Are you confident he's going to say your name to prove that he's trying to get back with you?
I think as much as he's been trying to contact me, I think he probably will because it's free, right? So he doesn't have to do anything.
Okay,
right.
So he's cheap too.
Oh, that was a little.
Yeah, he's going to pretend that he paid for it. Yeah. Oh, God. This is messy.
Yeah.
And you would never take this guy back?
Oh, no.
Okay.
So if he says his girlfriend's name, are you even going to say anything on the call? I'm here for that.
What if he says Isabel?
That's none of my business, man. You know what? Got to step right out.
No, you don't. You're going to stay in, and you're going to talk to him and say why we're calling him.
And if you hang up, I'm going to keep calling you back. Waste my time.
The whole reason that I'm involving you guys is so I can get some audio proof and save this poor girl some heartache.
Well, with no further delay, Miss Bridget, we will call up Johnny, and we'll find out all together and try to set him up for you, okay?
Let's see what happens.
Hello?
Hello, may I speak to Johnny?
This is Johnny.
Hey, my name is Salinas, and I'm calling with the Aurora Hotel, and I have some awesome news for you, Johnny. You're the winner of our free romantic giveaway for two.
I'm actually not interested, but thank you.
Well, I wanted to let you know that we're going to put you and a guest in our brand new penthouse suite with a honeymoon package. So is that something that would interest you then?
No, thank you.
All right, Johnny. Well, I do want to let you know, too, that it is completely free. And all we ask in return for the whole experience is a Google or Yelp review. That's it.
Okay. Yeah. Why not?
All right. Well, congratulations. I'm really excited to set this up for you. And something fun we do here at the Aurora Hotel is address a sweet or saucy note to the guest you're bringing with you. So I'll give you a second to think on what you want the note to say, and then I'll write it down when you're ready. All right.
Okay. We're definitely going to go saucy. Let's see. Something like, just give in to me already.
Oh, okay. A little tease of a note. I like it. And I have that written down for you. So just one more question for you, Johnny. Who'd you like to bring on this free romantic stay?
Her name is Bridget.
Are you really putting me down for a staycation? You have a girlfriend. You are such a piece of shit.
This is the first ever in staycation history where the girl got mad that she said her name.
I know, right?
Listen, Johnny, legally, we got to let you know something, buddy. You're live on the radio show. It's called The Morning Mess. We have Bridget on the line, who you remember back in the days you were in a relationship with. You cheated on her with this new girl, Isabel. You're with Isabel. You're trying to get back with Bridget. Now, maybe some girls would love to be invited to a little weekend staycation. But, Bridget, you're doing this for a different reason.
I had to prove to your girlfriend that you've been trying to get back to me behind her back. I tried telling her that you keep trying to text and call me and meet up with me, and her dumb still wouldn't believe it. Now I have audio and she could hear you for herself.
Wait, she can hear this right now? Like, what the f***?
Johnny, here's the situation, man. You cheated on Bridget. You feel horrible. You're trying to win her back. I get that, buddy. Why put this new girl through a relationship? Why not break it off with this girl, Isabel? Beg and plead for Bridget back. And if she doesn't want you, you got to move on. But you can't be in another relationship with a girl trying to get back with your ex that you cheated on.
I got to keep my options open here. And why would I end something if I don't even know
that? Well, he's been hanging out with JD.
No, that has nothing to do with me.
You are such a piece of
Oh, my gosh.
Why are you obsessed with trying to help her? Isabel and I are f***ing good. Don't get flattered. I texted you a couple times, and like you're making
it
sound like I'm dead.
Come on. Still got to know you're a dirtbag, bro.
Yeah, Johnny, you still love this girl. She wants nothing to do with you. Now, let me ask you something, Bridget. If he wasn't in a relationship, and he knew he messed up his relationship and left Isabel, would you give him a second chance at the very least?
No, you cheated on me once. Have a nice life.
Don't try to make this out like you're the hero here, okay?
You can go f*** yourself, Johnny. Leave me the f*** alone.
This is just like you. You can't take
accountability. Bro, you cheated on her.
Man, you're ping-ponging these girls,
with
bro.
This one girl, and now you're trying to cheat with this one girl that you cheated with. Back to the person that you cheated on. I don't even understand how you...
It's my business. Does not need to be broadcast anywhere.
You are such an asshole. That you want to use one woman, use the other woman.
Not using anyone.
Okay.
Okay.
You got it.
Johnny, you there?
Yeah.
Just want to make sure so I can hang up on you. Hold on. Okay, so Bridget, obviously you got what you needed, audio proof, so you could share with this girl, Isabel.
And I hope I save her some tears, because what he does is not right.
Right.
Well, hopefully she believes you, because if she didn't believe, like, the text receipts you already sent her, she could just still stay with this
guy. I completely forgot about that.
I know. Maybe this girl's so stupid she deserves, Johnny.
I would like to think that she was just being tricked by him. I was tricked by him.
I'll be honest, you sound a little obsessed with this guy. You proved a point. You should just move on. Send her the audio and be done with this.
I mean, you did the Lord's work for her, but now it's just if she...
Well...
The Lord's work.
She Amen.
The Lord's work.
And also with you. Well, Bridget, hopefully this is closure for you. Do with the audio what you will. Isabel, if you're listening to this right now, we're so sorry you had to go through this. But Bridget is looking out for you, and hopefully you break up with this guy. If not, then you deserve what you get.
Poor Isabel.
Or you lose him how you found him. I mean, if she was a side chick and knew she was, she's going to lose her man being a side chick. So she deserves this. Well,
go ahead.
Oh, my Lord. Lord. Mm-hmm. Oh, my Lord.
This show's so unserious.
Just set him up.